Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Reveal. We're so excited that you are here with us today. My name is Leonka Reina. I'm the co-host of The Reveal Show, and I'm on with my lovely, lovely, we're talking about love, partner today, Deborah Hawkins.
Hello,
so anyway,
everyone.
Yes, tell everyone hello, hello. We're going to go fast and furious today because we want to make sure we always show up for you every week. And, you know, that's our commitment to you. So let's just dive right in, Deborah.
Let's go. And, you know, it's so interesting because, hello, this is Valentine's week. Everybody's got love on their mind or not on their mind or wondering where it is or, you know, where is
right?
that love anyway? Yeah. So, you know, we're all in different categories about love, but you know what? It is Valentine's week. So, you know, us in Reveal, we're always going to talk about what's up. So, you know, we've been in conversation, as Leonka and I always do, about relationships, and we love the idea of appreciating whatever the past has given us to work with, and that's what we're talking about today. And and it may sound a little bit, you know, backwards to, you know, the name of this call is 50 Ways
right.
to Love Your Lever, and as
and
you
read
can hear,
right.
Leonka and I, and I just want to say, too, Leonka and I are both battling a little bit of sinus stuff. So if we sound like we're
me at 6 in the morning or 6:05, 54.
Yes, that's right. I mean, look at the dedication, you know, listeners. I mean, my girl is up. I mean, she is up working for you, so and for me. So I'm grateful for that. But anyway, I love the idea of this call, 50 Ways to Love Your Lever, because it's not something that we know, it's not the way we normally go. Usually our past loves, well, for the most part, for most people, kind of leave a bad taste in your mouth, you know? Something happened,
yeah.
We look at, you know, we tend to, when we leave a relationship, look at, you know, what the other person did wrong or did to us or how they didn't show up. And it's not very often that we take responsibility and look at, well, hello, it's a partnership, right? It takes two people to be in a relationship, not one.
So
I want you to be think about during this call, as we talk, you know, if there is, you know, your last relationship, if there's any remnants, if you still have bad feelings, or if you still have judgments, or if you still have resentments, and maybe it's even stronger than that. I mean, some people really dislike their ex-spouse or boyfriend, and it might even not be intimate. It could be a friend. It could be a family member.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
well,
we're talking relationships.
That's right. Yeah. And a relationship is the connectedness that we have with everything, not even human beings,
yes.
but to everything, living or not. You know, Deborah, one of the things that came up for me when you were talking about leaving a bad taste in your mouth is, I mean, if you always say don't pour paint all over everything, which means, you know, stuff your feelings down or just kind of make everything happy-go-lucky, I am like the pink paint owner, right? Like I'm the person that has all the gallons of pink paint, right? And so,
you got every color of the rainbow pink, right?
Woo-hoo. So for someone like me, it's kind of hard. Even if I didn't know they left a bad taste in my mouth, I will tend to get my one shade of blush and throw some pink paint on it to where I didn't know if I really had something lingering. So what would you say if someone, you know, is just not really sure if they still have some stuff going on with a past relationship?
Well,
lover or not, right? Not intimate or not.
Yeah, right. I think there's a lot of different ways. The first big flashing sign, maybe, is if you think about that situation a lot. If you think about it in a way that you wish you'd said or done something differently, or you wish or said they had done something differently, or if you're still carrying hurt, you know, if you still, when you think of them, and maybe you think of it often, you wish things had played out in a different way.
Yeah.
If it's on your mind.
Because I wouldn't say hurt, because I'd be like, oh, no, it was totally amicable. We're great. And it is that. So I wouldn't, you know, go back and say, oh, I'm straight you know, that was a big hurt. Even if it was, mm-hmm. I wouldn't look at it that way.
Well, I would say this. When you think of that person, whether it's an intimate uh-huh. or someone else, if you don't feel straight up no judgment and love for them, mm-hmm. then there's work for you to do.
Gotcha.
There's work for us
yeah.
to do, and literally. And so, you know, this is the time, and what Leonka and I are offering to everyone, you know, since love is on everyone's mind, it's a good time to clean up your side of the fence, whether it's a relationship that was over 10 years, 20 years ago, or, you know, last week. Because the reality is we're the ones who carry the burden of the memories, especially if they're not good ones. And, you know, they weigh on our psyche and they take up space in our mind and in our world and eventually sometimes in our bodies. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've got some clients
mm-hmm.
right now who uh-huh. it's been years since they've divorced, but they have never been able to let it go. And we all know people who are struggling with that. And I mean, I've done that myself. But
right.
I can tell you, if you're willing to be conscious enough, if you're willing to look at, and this is something you can write down.
Okay.
And Leonka, you may want to write it down too. How
I'm writing it down.
How did I contribute to this? Because, you know, like I said, most of us are geared to think, well, they were wrong. They said this wrong. They did this wrong. They did me wrong. But the reality is, you know, what was my part in it? And here's another good question. How was
okay.
I available for that?
How
like if we really do things,
I available
yeah.
for that. Okay.
For instance, let's say you know, you had a lover and they had an affair on you. And that's a really big one for a lot of people, right?
Okay.
And
yep.
it's very easy to feel like I'm the done to, I'm the victim, you know, they were
uh-huh.
wrong. Look what they did. I can't believe they did this. But what I want you to do, the purpose of this call is for you. You know, when we clean up our side of the fence, when we take responsibility, when we look at how we participated in one of our life events, well, you can be sure that some way, somehow, you contributed to it. Now, maybe you knew when you first met the person, you had a feeling. Maybe there was some sort of, you know, intuition or knowing that
right.
it might not be the person for you. Or maybe you noticed that they were a little too flirty. But you just looked over it because you wanted this relationship, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
Well, for me, they called it red flags, right? I'd be like, oh,
yes,
you're the red
exactly.
flag. I'm just going to ding and put that little guy
mm-hmm.
down because I
mm-hmm.
want to continue on with the relationship. Yeah. Go ahead.
And that comes to another thing. Sometimes we want to be in relationships so bad that
yeah.
we just overlook and we'll just put up with things that
yep.
Are hurtful to us and are unloving to us. And we've all done that. So,
yeah.
you know, I want you to really think about whatever the situation is, how are you available for that? I mean, I know I, you know, had someone who, you know, cheated years ago. And, you know, when I look back, my knower was there and there was a lot of signs. And, but I didn't want to know, Leonka. I wanted my life to
and you
be
just
going along
touching
perfectly.
The flag and setting
you
it
know.
Down. Like, oh, nope, red flag. Go ahead, get down.
Yeah.
Because I want to continue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
pushed the beach ball down,
mm-hmm.
right? You pushed it
mm-hmm.
under again.
Mm-hmm.
You pushed it under again.
I love that analogy.
And,
yeah.
And one of the other reasons we do this, Leonka, and everybody listening, is because we don't want to actually feel the feelings. You know, there's so many of us right now. Let's just take, you know, since we're on the topic of someone cheating or having an affair
okay.
or whatever.
Sure.
The majority of why we don't actually confront the other person and, you know, either decide to clean it up and stay with the relationship and two people, you know, work at it and rebuild, or whether you decide to leave, the reason most of us don't is because we don't want to feel those feelings. We don't want to feel the hurt. We don't want to feel the
mm-hmm.
betrayal. And guess what? If I come to you as my partner And if I have to talk about how you've hurt me and I have to feel the betrayal that you actually went off with someone else, then sometimes it's easier to pour pink paint over it, to look the other way, to pretend like it's not happening, to focus on our trip coming up, whatever, you know, than to feel.
And I'm smiling kind of smirkishly because behind the scenes, yes, it is. And I, you know, I'm always raising my hands and like, I'll call myself guilty, but it's true, right? Like, it's easy to just put the smile on your face and go, oh, that's not really going on. I'm going to set that flag down or that red flag down and then just pour some pink paint over it and just make sure that, you know, happy-go-lucky, like, it's easy. It's red. It's better than the confrontation.
Well, it goes back to what we've talked about before. You know, what is it? It's better to – the devil you do know is easier than the one you don't know, right? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen if you – and it goes back to – now, a lot of us are not good at confrontation. You know, we are afraid of someone else's anger, someone else – you know, when if you're a caretaker, you're really worried about the way someone else is going to – react. And caretakers, which, you know, covers so many of us, you know, we'd rather take care of ourselves, we'd rather take on the hurt, we'd rather take on the blame or the responsibility rather than looking at someone else and saying, I know this is going on, we need to have a really, you know, serious come to Jesus meeting about this. You know, confrontation is hard for a lot of people. But even that, Leonka, it goes back to we don't want to feel those feelings. Because
and
we don't want
know,
somebody to be mad at us, right? We don't want to be angry at us. We want to be, you know, this goes back to that perfection thing, you know.
Right.
And there are so many relationships. And I just want to say right now, you know, Leonka and I are going to be on ABC this weekend talking about relationships. It's Valentine's Day. We're going to be talking and we're going to be talking about this conversation too, because there are millions of people right now that are, well, there's three categories. There are people right now who are deeply in love and very respectful and deeply
respectful.
And then we have people who are, you know, single. And that could be, they could be very happy with their life, or they could be, like, we know plenty of singles that are like, where is he? Where is she?
Right.
Can't I find them? You know, what's wrong with me?
Okay.
There's no great guys in this town, blah, 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 you know, all these things. And then there's another, and this is probably the largest portion, Leonka, and I call them, or we call them, the in-betweeners. And that is people who are in relationship, either married or in partnership, and we're talking about intimacy here, and but they're not connected anymore.
Right.
And they don't really know what happened. Somehow the relationship went on autopilot, and, you know,
and
these are going to be
wrong,
the people.
Right? Like,
I
always raise my hand when I know. I think most people are in a place of in-betweenness, and they don't even know where they are on that spectrum, right?
Right.
So, I mean, no wrongness here, right? Like, we are calling kind of all in-betweeners if we're on that spectrum in any type of relationship.
Exactly, because it ebbs
and flows. Yes,
and this
conversation
is an invitation if you're in a relationship where you feel like, wow, we're just not as connected as we were, you know. We've gotten busy with the kids. We've gotten busy with the, with the jobs. We've gotten busy with taking care of our parents or, you know, there's illness, you know, whatever the circumstance may be. What we want this to be is a wake-up call to reconnect. And, you know, there are several ways to do that. But, you know, just, you know, think about which category you fall into. And, you know, I'll be addressing those on ABC.
ABC.
And we'll be talking about this more because Leonka and I want to go deeper into a relationship series because relationship is everything, and it starts with a relationship with yourself, which brings me back to
–
it is a very – when it comes back to everything, the relationship you have with yourself is going to be the set mark, you know, set point for how you deal with everyone else. Because if you deeply love yourself, then you're willing to have the confrontation with that partner, that lover, that family member. You're willing to say, you know, it feels like a mess between us and I'd like to clean it up. Mm. You're willing to take responsibility for your part of whatever played out. You're willing to look at how you were available, you know, for something if somebody actually, you know, chose in a way to hurt you. But you're also willing to let go of that baggage, because that's the most loving thing you can do for yourself. Because carrying around last year's relationship or 10 years ago or your last mm-hmm. marriage or, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not loving to you. You are taking up space in your energy, in your day-to-day activities, in your body, and also it keeps you from being able to really connect with someone in the here and now if you're single. Because, you know, if you are still focused on what somebody did wrong or how bad, you know, that was that, you know, it happened to you and, oh, my God, I can't believe our children, this is what happened to our children. When you're focused on mm-hmm. the past like that and what happened, you are not available for wonderful things to receive right here and now in the present moment. It's like, remember right. we talked about, you can't fill a full cup. You know, it's
yeah, us. Or I call it, you know, you kind of, you block your blessings, right? Like you put mm-hmm. out this vibe for non-receiving that. And so you're literally like, kind of like a little like, you know, goalie, like, whoa, like you're blocking your blessings subconsciously when you're doing that vibe. And I always come back to, I do it subconsciously because, of course, I'm the pink paint owner. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Lee, because this is a way for you to know if you are doing it unconsciously.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
Let's just say you're single and you're remember what we talked about last week is that your beliefs will always reflect. I mean, your life will reflect
yes,
back to you what your beliefs
bring that
are.
Up.
Right.
If you didn't say it, I was going to bring that back
yeah.
up. One of the things
yeah.
that you always tell me is. You know, anytime you have an interaction with someone, that's just a reflection. They are only reflecting back what you're putting out. So if my mm-hmm. vibe is, you know, feeling some type of inadequacy in my realm, then the people that I interact with is only going to reflect that back to me. It's a projection
yes.
of exactly, or a mirror, mirroring back exactly what, you know, whatever I'm putting out in the world.
Of what you believe about yourself or what
right.
you believe about the world,
right?
Right.
Right.
And so
right.
if I'm walking around, if I've been hurt by, you know, the last three relationships or whatever, and if I haven't done the cleanup work, which is that's what this call is about. It's about
uh-huh.
you being 100% responsible for you, to love you enough to clean up your side of the fence. That is all that's ever required of you. And I'm not saying that we don't get into relationships with people who do horrible things. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
mm-hmm.
condoning that, you know,
mm-hmm.
what people do
mm-hmm.
is just peachy keen.
Mm-hmm.
But I
mm-hmm.
like to use this analogy. Leonka, if you and I were out driving today and somebody hit us, rear-ended us, they
mm-hmm.
are accountable for running into our car, right?
Right, right.
We
you're
are responsible,
right.
though, for getting the car fixed,
right?
Right.
We, like
we have to be
the
ones to take
the.
Yeah.
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 We
yeah.
have to, you know,
ooh,
make the appointment. We have to take
wow.
it in. We have to, you know, take the time.
Good.
You know,
good job.
We have to get the crappy rental car,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
and drive around
mm-hmm.
in it. I mean, so it's. It's about us loving ourselves enough to be responsible to fix our part. And, you know, it, and like I said, that doesn't mean that if someone really did something horrible to you, you know, of course they're accountable in some way.
Right.
But in the end, if you want to have great relationships with your family, with your friends, with, you know, with your lover, then it's up to you to be 100% responsible on this end and clean up any past relationship issues. And we all have them. I mean, I just cleaned up one. Leonka knows, and I talked about it before the end of the year, a big one I cleaned up for me. And you know what? Leonka knows better than anyone the good that came out of me cleaning up my part of the fence on that.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's like, it is, when we say it's like magic, it really is. It's beyond, right?
Well, and you're giving a gift to the world, number one, by loving yourself enough to, you know, let something go and realize that, you know, carrying the baggage of somebody did you wrong, by carrying that around just creates more of the belief somebody's doing me wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you will find other ways in which people will do you wrong.
And
right?
It could be a boss. Yeah. If you don't clean it up with your last lover, well, it may show up in a boss. It may show up in your family member. It may show up in a neighbor who just absolutely won't leave you alone. I mean, the universe is always giving us a chance. The divine will not miss an opportunity for us to heal anything that is still sticking inside of us. And let's face it, relationship is one of the biggest stickers that we have going through life.
Right, right. And one of the ones that I feel like, you know, we will show up and we'll learn about, you know, how to do, I don't know, computer programming. We'll go to school and we'll take all these classes on finance, or we'll take classes on, you know, English literature. But we will not generally look at how to operate in relationships. And connectedness, we were talking about this last time, was in a 75-year study. Of people's success, like what these older gentlemen just, you know, decided as what was the true value of life and living, and what they, you know, they went to Harvard, they were young kids, and they used to say, well, I want tons of money, but what they really found was, after studying these guys for 75 years, was that the people that had lived the longest, the people that really considered themselves to have success in their lives, were the people that actually had connectedness. Maybe more of a family, or even if it was a, you know, even if it was a dog that they cared for longer. But definitely just having a sense of connectedness, right? Connection to your earth, connection to your spouse, connection to your kid or a pet. Those that had gone recluse were the ones that were sicker and died earlier in the study. So when we think about all that, I always think about, like, you know, what is the one thing that we will hide from ourselves, right? Like, what's the, when you said, you know, you don't want to walk the boat, right? So, like, I'm kind of, like, non-confrontational, because my connectedness is such a huge place in my world. And but at the same time, I, you know, will find myself not willing to look at that piece. So relationship happens to be a piece that I think that people don't necessarily voluntarily say, hi, I have a problem. You know, hi, there might be something.
You're right. You are right. Leonka, I mean, who taught you how to have a great relationship? Who taught me how to have a great relationship? I could ask anybody on the call right now, and you would think, if you would think back to, you know, not blaming our parents or whoever raised us,
but when you
look back, you go, dang, no wonder, you know. No one taught us how to connect to another person. No one taught us how to share our feelings non-defensively. No one taught us how to say what's going on in our world without judging the other person. No one taught us these things. And,
or
you know, I know we
love
have a,
our lever.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, how to clean it up.
And it's almost
No,
go ahead. You were going to ask a question?
I was going to say, I know that we're close to the top of the hour, but I just want to say, you know, so what would you say, you know, when we're thinking about wrapping this up, what would you say? How do we clean up our side? If we can begin to clean up some of the things, what are the things that you would suggest to someone You know, and I am saying, hi, I'm raising my hand. I want to work on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we all are. We are, we have, you know, we're all dealing, we're all in relationship every day with our bosses, with the people we work with our families, with our lovers, with our children. I mean, we're in relationship all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think, you know, number one, being willing, like you said, to invest in, you know, reading a great book about communication, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
how you clean up your side of the fence,
mm-hmm.
how you allow yourself to move on, you know, from a toxic relationship or a bad relationship or whatever. And, you know, the main thing is coming off autopilot. So today I would invite the listeners, number one thing is, if you still got a relationship kind of circling in your head and it hasn't
mm-hmm.
left and it's past and you still feel like maybe they were wrong, or maybe you feel guilty, you know, maybe
uh-huh.
there's something you
oh.
feel bad about,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
if the person mm-hmm. is open to a conversation, I don't care if it's been 20 years, you know, you could go back, you know, and either write them a letter, an email, a phone call, whatever feels appropriate, and just say, you know what, back then, I really wasn't thinking like I'm thinking now, and I recognize that I probably hurt you, and I want to apologize for that. Now, it doesn't matter if the person accepts it or not. It doesn't matter really what their reaction is. You're doing this cleanup for you, for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
that you can have more space to love. Because you know what? We've all done hurtful things to other people. And it's up to them whether they forgive us or whether they, how they respond. It's not our business how they respond. Our business.
Or you could say.
Going back to the car analogy.
Or you could
analogy,
say, I forgive you. Right?
Yes.
Like you could even
yes.
write a letter that may not even reach them. For some of us, that person's no longer here. But just
right.
getting it out and say, okay, I finally forgive you, whether that's, I mean,
yes.
and that could be, you know, your lever could be anyone in your world, right? Like it could even be a parent
Absolutely.
Or it could be, yeah, yeah.
And it goes back to everything Leonka and I talk about, which is being willing to make peace with your past. Like Leonka said, whether it's a person, a situation, no matter what, it's being willing to, you know, be responsible, like we talked about the analogy of the car, you loving yourself enough to fix it so that you're not carrying it, you know, so that you don't turn it into some kind of illness, that you carry it so long that it eventually concretizes in the body. It's hard enough to carry it in the mind, but, you know, at some point, if we don't deal with it in our mind, and you know, there's studies, the whole mind body thing.
Mm-hmm,
if we don't
mm-hmm.
clean it up in the mind, at some point it will rub
mm-hmm.
and rub and rub and rub like a shoe that's too small and will create a blister.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And then if you keep on and you don't deal with that blister, it'll get infected. And if you don't do anything about it, then it'll get so bad that you have to go to the doctor or the hospital or the emergency room. You know, I mean, it's just like that. It's just like
yeah.
a physical wound. But we're
mm-hmm.
carrying it around in our mind and our psyches. And this is the week of love. And why not start with loving ourselves first? And that would be claiming full responsibility for our lives and our thoughts and, you know, healing the blisters that, you know, have happened. Loving ourselves enough to do the work. And, you know, and I know that we're out of time right now, Leonka. We may
uh-huh,
have to do
uh-huh.
another call on exactly
uh-huh,
what
uh-huh.
you can do. We may do some processes around
uh-huh,
actually
uh-huh. Oh, that'd be yummy. Yeah.
Loving your lever. But the first thing I think for you to do today is to recognize, are you carrying luggage around? Are you carrying that baggage around? And, you know, for many of us, it may be baggage from more than one relationship, right? I mean,
uh-huh,
our,
uh-huh.
you know, it's I heard it said one time, you know, like when two people become intimate and get in the bed, there could be
uh-huh.
20 people in that bed with you. You know, like, you know, 10 people, you know, on his side.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You
Interesting.
Know, I mean, because
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because any time that you become intimate again, whether it's a friend or a lover, you're bringing mm-hmm. your whole self. And if you're still mm-hmm. carrying somebody from 10 years ago, guess what? They're in the bed with you. That's a scary
mm-hmm.
thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the reason that, you know, this is the week of love, let's start with loving ourselves. Why do we want to do this? So that we can show up feeling better, more whole, and have more love to give and have more room, hello, to receive
uh-huh.
the love
uh-huh.
that people
uh-huh.
want to give us. Because if we're full up with resentment from, you know, the ex from 10 years ago, we can meet the most perfect person on the planet for us, but we can't, we're too full. We can't let that love in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, promise me that we'll be able to put something out for our listeners to kind of go through this process of kind of cleaning it up.
Well, why don't we
do,
because why don't we do part two next week, and we'll do processes around how to actually, you know, now that we've got you thinking about it, you know, all of the listeners, you know, write down places, situation, people that you're still carrying.
Good job.
Uh-huh. And next week, we'll do actual processes, bring those to the table, and we'll do actual processes on actually being able to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, love yourself enough to release it and create more space for more love in your life. How about that?
That's super yummy. And especially next week when we start looking at that. Yeah. Yay. Thank you. I'm excited about
Perfect.
That. I'm going to get me some love.
All right. All right.
Well, thank you so much
for listening, guys. And, you know, like I said, this is Love Week. Take the information and, you know, really use it for you. This is for you. Leonka and I show up every week.
Yes.
We're committed to bringing you
Yes.
Are you there?
Can
you hear me?
I think you're cutting out just
can
a
hear
tiny
me now?
Bit. But, yeah, we can hear you. But, you know, we're signing off anyway, so. You know, just use this time to really reflect back and just love on yourself. Love, love, love. Deborah always says this one thing that she says, you know, compliment the SHIT out of yourself, right? Just give yourself a couple extra minutes this whole week. And with that.
Sounds great.
All
everybody,
right, guys.
Happy Valentine's. We love, love, love you. And I love you, my partner. And make space for more love in your life this week. Really think
That's
on that.
Right. All right, guys.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. The moderator has left.